Common types of grants. I think Terry would tell you she loves to get unrestricted general operating support because, you know, that is where an organization can utilize those funds to carry out any aspect of their organization's mission. It's without restriction. For restricted grants, they are definitely more complicated from a tracking and reporting purpose. And I will tell any nonprofit that applies for a grant with restrictions that they want to be sure that they have the capacity and also the intent to meet those restrictions. Unfortunately, I have seen nonprofits apply for restricted grants when it really does not serve the best interests of their organization. Common restrictions can include either specific programming. In the case of the Boettcher Foundation, it's capital funding towards facilities. It also can be towards endowments with specific distribution requirements. Also wanted to talk about program-related investments. I know there are a topic during the next couple of days, and they're becoming a much more widely used way to invest in nonprofits. I think that grant seekers would argue that program-related investments are not grants, since they typically involve some aspect of repayment, such as a low-interest or no-interest loan. But from a grant maker's perspective, it is considered a grant until it is repaid. We have done a couple at the Boettcher Foundation, and my trustees like to refer to them as our recyclable grants. Okay. So when you think of grant making, there are many, many ways to award grants, depending on the strategy and agenda of the grant maker. And I think for those of you that work in the nonprofit sector, you will say we all do it differently, right? Yes. We I will tell you as a funder, I don't think any of us intentionally do that, but it is interesting to talk to a variety of funders and think that you're talking about the same thing, and then once you talk a little bit further, you realize that we have a completely different definition or way that we view something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, looking at reactive versus proactive, typically a reactive grant maker is one whose leaning is to have grantees largely drive the agenda. Typically, the grant maker will define to some extent what is to be addressed or allowed, but will allow significant latitude for how that issue can be tackled. Reactive grant makers often provide general operating support and accept unsolicited proposals and applications. Proactive grant makers typically seek to a greater extent to set the agenda for themselves to really make sure that they are adhering to what their strategy is. Often this involves specifying not only the area of interest and the ultimate outcome, but also intermediate outcomes or methods. Some proactive grant makers do not consider unsolicited proposals. They may issue formal requests for proposals with very specified outcomes, or in some cases, they may do their own research to determine which organizations may be a good fit for their specific grants.
I'm going to interrupt with a question of you.
Yeah.
In your experience, whether it's Colorado or in general, do you see more private foundations, more grant makers being proactive than reactive? Do you feel like there's more of that happening?
Yes. And so I would tell you, in fact, I had that in my notes. In recent years, there really has been a trend to moving to more proactive. I think funders are really wanting to be more strategic in their giving. I know at the Boettcher Foundation, we get the question a lot from our trustees, how do we really know if we're making a difference? And that honestly is very different than what it was 20 years ago. You know, 20 years ago, our trustees would vote on grants and they would say, gosh, that's a great organization. They do good work. We should invest in them. Now they ask a lot of more specified questions, you know. They're looking for a return on investment. So I would say you're seeing that much more often. I think, again, looking to the development side of things.
It makes it harder.
It does make it harder. And quite honestly, right now, the Betcher Foundation is doing a strategic review. We are limiting the number of new projects that we're taking on and really trying to figure out how do we want to invest for the next 20 years? So, in fact, we made the announcement yesterday that we're limiting our grant making. So I've spent quite a bit of time today talking with our grantees, letting them know how it directly or indirectly impacts them in the next 2 years.